Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sans Pants Radio. Support your local beekeeper.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mama.
I'm Dad.
And I'm Ryder.
And on this episode, as with every episode, we'll try our best to answer your questions. Our first question is from Pieces of Andrew from the Gmail. They say, my boyfriend and I have been dating for over 1 month, and I've been thinking about the future a lot recently. We're both juniors in high school, and we have pretty different plans for what we want to do after we graduate. As it is, we're both insanely busy and have to plan 2 weeks in advance to hang out. Is it worth staying with someone when you know you're going to split by the end of high school? Thanks.
Why are they going to split?
Because they're going to different universities. Right. That's what I just read out, yeah.
Okay.
Let me double check. Yeah, they've got different plans for what they want to do after they graduate.
All right.
So is it worth staying throughout high school when you know that there's a chance that maybe things won't stay together at
the end? Your plans are different and neither of you are going to, like, what am I trying to say? Like,
if you're not going to make it work. I think that's true. I think because unless you're having fun, if you're having a good time in high school and you're just enjoying each other's company, but you know that it's kind of got an end date, you can kind of enjoy it for that period of time. And then when the end comes, you can make your decision then. But it's pretty rough. I guess it's just about knowing the parameters, isn't it?
Well, I think if you love each other, it'll work.
Yeah.
But if you don't, then it won't.
Yeah.
That's pretty simple.
As well, it doesn't have to be the end come the end of high school. You could be like, hey, look, I want to go on a gap year and go traveling. And you're like, well, I want to get stuck into university or whatever. And you're like, well, cool, let's do that. And we'll meet up when we're both in a position where we can kind of get back to it. Do you know what I mean?
But what if he was the one?
Yeah, that's true.
And in 10 years, you hate yourself for it.
You don't want to wreck the chance of being with your soulmate.
I'm going to give her so much anxiety after this.
Yeah, that's the struggle. That's the struggle is that, yeah. But
who is it?
Someone called Pieces of Andrew.
So a guy?
I'm not sure.
Right.
Pieces of Andrew is the name, but I don't know if that's a gender neutral name. It's got Andrew in it, but it's Pieces of Andrew.
Yeah,
it's unclear.
Could be one fifth of a
Andrew.
Bit of an Andrew.
Also, they've only been going out for a month.
Yeah.
Did they say that they're in junior high?
They said.
That's year 11.
Yes. Juniors in high school.
Year 11.
Is year 11 junior?
Yeah.
Wow.
I always thought that would be senior. What's senior then?
Year 12.
But then what's...
Oh.
There is middle one.
Don't they have junior high and
high school in America is 4 years.
Ah.
Year 9, 10, 11, 12. And the middle school is year 7 and 8.
Middle junior, senior. Not
so
junior, middle, senior.
Primary school, middle school and senior
elementary school is what they call it. And then you have middle school and then high school.
But is high school split into junior and senior?
No, high school is freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
That's
9, 10, 11, 12.
That's insane.
But it's still the...
It's the same. Like, yeah.
Same?
And it is called year 10, 11, 12. Okay. But they have their weird names for it.
Yeah.
And so when do they leave school?
High school?
Yeah.
Same as us.
Same as us. So they got one more year together.
But their year's different.
Yeah.
But generally at 18.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really... Well, look, here's the thing. I was going to say I don't think it's really worth it, but it's 1 year, and then if your plans are different, that's when you're going to meet people. you know, when you do whatever you're doing after high school.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know many of my high school friends, but I actually know heaps of my old high school friends. And I'm also with my childhood sweetheart, so maybe I'm not the best person for this.
I'm still very close with all my high school friends.
Yeah.
But I've gained new ones.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
So, yeah.
It's a tough one.
I think yes.
Yeah,
stay together.
Continue, because things can change. Maybe you'll change your idea or he'll change his idea.
Stay together for as long as you stay together.
Yeah.
I agree. Fate will work its magic, and if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and if it's not, it's not.
Exactly, because if you got 1 year together, and right now you're thinking, you know, when I finish year 12, this is what I'll do. Or when I finish my senior year, this is what I'll do. But who knows what's going to happen next year. Yeah. You might come out of it and be like, actually, you know what? I would love to go to university too. Or actually, I don't know, my grades weren't so good or whatever, so I'm not going to go to university. Let's travel to fucking Switzerland. Or, you know, so it's best to keep your options open. And especially if you're really enjoying being together, like don't wreck that for what might come, you know?
Mm. Yeah, especially if the year's not up yet.
Yeah.
Like don't.
A bird in the hand.
We'll see something.
Exactly. Bird in the hand. Straight up. Right. What if you go, you travel around Europe and you're like, this sucks. The people here are terrible.
Yeah.
Should have stuck with my high school sweetheart. Yeah, absolutely.
1/4 Paul.
1/4 Paul and pieces of Andrew.
What a lovely couple.
Yeah. It's an interesting way to name someone. That was it.
Yeah.
Let's say you had three names, Paul, David and John.
I'm a third John, third Paul. I was imagining if they like split me in three using some science magic and I'm like, I'm 1/3 of Jackson. That's kind of what it makes me picture. So yeah, I guess, ultimately I think we're saying it's a pretty simple one. Stay together until the end of the year and then see where you are.
Yes.
Mm. Don't split up because of what might be. Bird in the hand.
Or just rip the bandaid off and be done.
Dumpsville population you.
Sometimes... people ask questions and we don't answer it. We just give them their dilemma back.
Yeah, that's true.
They asked this question and we said, either dump them or not.
That's true.
And it's happened quite a lot. Like one of us will be like this and then another one will say this and it's both the options.
I'm so scared of being like this and it was the wrong advice.
Yeah. Righto, you've just let the cat out of the bag.
Right now we've covered all bases. They can't come back to us and be like, I should have left them because we've told them that that's an option. As well,
you don't want to tell them we just don't know.
It's
an advice show.
We are not qualified to give advice. The whole thing, the whole house of cards comes crumbling down. But yeah, stick with them or don't. That's all we're saying.
Yeah,
good luck. Our next question comes from Craig on the Gmail, and Craig says, would you go to Mars if it was a one-way trip?
No.
Why not? You get to be one of the first people.
But do you know
on
how
Mars.
Long it takes to get there?
How long?
A long time.
Like years?
Like a part of your life.
How? But like, are we talking an eighth, a third, a quarter?
Years, yeah.
No, not that long. We listened to the show the other day.
Months.
And there are this group of people. They started off like many hundreds, and they've culled them. They in this training,
culled them.
And they, they didn't actually
not going to Mars.
They just got a couple of roo shooters in. Yeah. Wait, have you got another contract? We got another contract for you, roo shooters. Oh, what is it?
Go to Mars or die.
These are the guys that are shooting the people who are not going.
That guy's not going to Mars.
He could have just fired him.
Didn't have to kill him.
If you're not working,
you're not going to Mars, what's the good of you?
But anyway, not cull.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Cull is okay to use. Yeah. It's normally used for culling, for killing excess animals.
Anyway. They are cutting them down.
Yeah.
All right, so now there's 100. I don't know. I can't remember how many are going, but every time there's a cull, all the other ones shit themselves that they're going to be culled.
Okay.
Because they desperately want to go, and it's only going to be like 8 months. Is that what they said?
So
yeah, it's only under a year. Can't we Google this?
Yeah,
how long does it take for
someone? It's not important.
Yeah.
It is a bit for my decision.
They are going. And they will, this first group that go, the plan is that they get there, set up all the stations, you know, like Matt Damon, and then they just keep everything going until the next people arrive, and then they bring something else and they continue on.
It's apparently 300 days. Is how long it takes.
Yeah. So just under a year.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
to get there.
I have a very practical mind.
Sure.
So no way, because once I get there, what am I going to do?
Yeah,
what am I going to do?
Will
nothing. I'm going to do Sweet FA. No, I won't.
You
what am I going
to
do? I'm not an astronaut.
You're cold.
I'm not an astronaut. I'm just Ryder, and they're going to be like, oh, you can just sit on that rock while we plant trees and do all this space stuff. And how boring will that be for the next 70 years of my life? No, thank you.
You're
no, thank you.
Like, guys, why did I come? Like, just going to question, what am I here
just
for?
Sit on that rock once.
Just stay on that rock till we need you. Yeah, okay.
No way.
Strangely enough, you're right, Ryder.
I am
They are going to spend a lot of time
doing
nothing because they're just there to maintain the little station. Yeah. They don't even go out for kind of the next people that come along and just keep everything going.
Also, why is it one way?
I think
you can get there, you can get back.
I think they want to set up. I think the reason is that it's hard to propel a rocket ship.
Out of Mars.
Yeah,
because you've got to have the atmosphere is thinner than ours.
No, but you got to have like the infrastructure to set up the rocket to send back, which they just don't have. Yeah, maybe. That would be my assumption.
What's Mars gravity like?
Well, very...
I'll Google it.
Well, it's harder than ours, isn't it?
No, less.
So you jump.
Mars gravity.
Maybe I'd go.
But you don't... You're cute.
You jump back.
Jump around Mars while they do all the space
stuff. Ryder, get back on your rock!
Yeah.
Boy.
The issue is, I don't think they're allowed out of the little station.
They're not even... There's no oxygen.
No.
Yeah, you would be living in like...
You can't go touring around.
No,
it's basically like imagine.
And at night, it fucking kills you or something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, presumably you're not just there like, well, we'll send you there for the day and just God bless and hope that you won't die at night. Presumably you're in like a building, maybe not even much bigger than the studio for 70 years where you just set up the place. But I think here's the situation where I'd do it. If I had nothing else, I'd love it. Because it's kind of like... You know, maybe not everyone has this fantasy. You know the fantasy where your life goes to shit, so you go and buy a cabin in the woods of Canada somewhere and just live off the land and that's
become
your life?
Hermit.
Yeah, for the rest. It's kind of just like the space version of that.
Yes.
Not really, though, because you're with,
I don't know,
maybe six, I don't know how many people are going to go. And we were listening to on the radio and there were two people. There was a girl and a guy. And if that guy gets to go, fuck off, I am not going. That would kill me.
He was so annoying.
He was so annoying.
Know-it-all
like,
or what?
Shut up. Yeah, know-it-all. He wouldn't shut up.
Oh, my God.
And the guy that tells you facts the whole journey there.
Don't say the know-it-all.
You know on Mars' atmosphere, it's this, and you're like, shut up, cunt.
That's great because I imagine you being like, you know I don't. I'm not a scientist. I don't know why I'm on this trip. Stop bringing it up. Yeah.
But he will get culled.
Yeah.
Because he was shitting me.
He'll get culled when he's there. I'm like, you know what? We're done with this guy.
It'd be so easy to kill someone on Mars and get away with it.
You could. Like you said, he's going to drive us crazy. We have to kill him.
And then imagine like making that decision as soon as you get on board. And, like, don't even like wait for your minds to go all crazy and shit from the like isolation. Just as soon as you get there, you're like, we got to do something. We got to stand up, fight.
Remove Jim from the premises.
I can't believe they picked Jim to come.
What are you going
to
do when Earth calls? Could you put Jim on the microphone, please?
Yeah, let me just look for him. Jim! Like, g'day, guys. It's Jim. I'm right here all along. Can you put the camera so we can see Jim?
Can you put a photo of him?
It's me, Jim. I noticed Jim's very still but moving as one side. That's how I move. I'm Jim. Okay, we killed him. What are you going to do about it? You can't send cops.
It's true.
No cops on Mars, whatever. It was basically legal.
What would
There's
they
no
do
law out
Just
there.
Say this, right? You go, right? There's, say, 10 people go. Two people get killed. Mm. They kill two people. Do they send the next group? Do they delay the whole show? And the next group are going to just replace that group. They get there, kill all of them because they've gone rogue.
Yeah, they're no good to us now.
Yeah, you go, you're going to have to go and...
Well, I think legally... We can't do fuck all.
Yeah, we can't.
We can't do anything. It's on a different planet.
There's no law.
That's what I'm saying. So whatever this mission is, you go to the next group of people who go. You actually now are going to be doing what they did, which is just keeping things going, and then we're going to have to train up another group to do what you were going to do. When you get there, bump them off.
Yeah.
But you can't do that either because the world wouldn't let you.
But maybe you just don't tell anyone. You can't
bring anyone. No, they wouldn't do that. No, but way. It'd be the whole thing is going to be, if it happens and it works.
How weird.
We're going to watch everything.
Yeah. How weird to be
What about the Martian? They didn't know.
Yeah, that's true. We kept the Martian secret. Well, Matt Damon was up there. But how weird to be like, so they send like, say, a team of eight. And, like, some of them kill each other and it just becomes anarchy over there. And then NASA or whatever are like, we're done. We're not going to Mars anymore. But you know, yeah. On Earth, like we'd know right now,
there are people on Mars.
People on Mars, just that it's gone. Yeah. It's like a prison up there now. Mm. But it would be like those early days of Mars colonization. I'm sad that I won't be there for them because they will be like the Wild West.
Yes.
They'll be like such a space wild. There's no law.
Why are we even colonizing it?
Our planet's going to shit.
Yeah, but that's a lot worse. Like, this is. The state that this planet's in now is better than just sand and rock.
Yes.
Like,
that's true.
There's no water or oxygen or trees.
Yeah, I don't know really what we want out of Mars. Mining? Are we mining it for something?
Mining it, but I think...
Is it just to see if we can?
Well, the conspiracy theory is that all the people who run the world, the Illuminati, they know something about this planet and how much more speedily it's heading towards its demise.
Yeah.
We're just going to all be here and suffer and they're all going to piss off to Mars.
Oh, they'll enjoy their weird, sad days in their Mars bunker, I guess. I'd rather die on Earth in the anarchy that comes.
That is the reason I wouldn't go is because I'd be more worried about missing out on things that happen on Earth than missing out on the one thing that happens on Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true. I'd rather stay here, you know, have a family, grow old, get to play Red Dead 2, GTA 6, all the new Marvel movies that'll come out in the next 20 years. I'd rather see them than sit on a rock. Yeah. You know, it's just
very good to imagine you on the rock whilst the people are killing each other as well.
No, I love the idea of it going.
I was just imagining Ryder getting up to get off the rock and a guy stabbing somebody. Get back in your rock, Ryder!
Could be watching Avengers 4 right now, but whatever.
And then I'm watching this place go to fucking shit.
Be the one who, sitting on your rock, discovers life because it'll climb out from under your rock. You'll be like,
guys, this.
Wait a minute.
There's a Martian. Okay, you're just killing each other. Yeah. It's very great as well. They kill each other. Like, all of them kill each other except you. And then the new people come down and you're like, it went bad.
It wasn't me.
I've just been here on this rock the whole time. I'm not allowed to leave, apparently. And they're like, damn right you're not allowed to leave.
Then you would have the hermit situation. Because you're the last one left. And you know, like, apparently the spaceship they're going up in is it about as big as this studio? Say, what, 3x4 or whatever?
Is it the Delta one?
Pardon?
Is it the Delta one?
I don't know.
Delta Airline?
But then, honey, I'm saying this because you were listening to it too. They were saying the trip up there, we're very squished in.
Yes.
But when we get there, it's going to be a bit bigger.
Yes, but not much bigger. It's not much bigger.
But how are they? Have they got building materials?
No, you know, actually part of their training, they have to sit still and do nothing because they're actually trained to deal with the extensive hours and hours of boredom that they're going to experience.
Why don't they just listen to Sans Pants Radio for 300 days?
Yeah, well, they could do. You know.
We couldn't do that.
No, I couldn't. Like, I've got too much undiagnosed ADHD to sit in this still for...
People of this generation, no way.
Yeah. I'm just too
all
zippy.
Fidgety.
But I think I would enjoy the one part of it. I would enjoy would be setting up the base. I think that'd be quite fun to be like placing it down, making sure everything's, you know, tickety boo or whatever, testing the atmosphere. I think all that kind of, it's like working with your hands, kind of.
But the thing is, a lot of that is going to be automated.
Yeah, that's true. It's
robots would be doing all that.
Put down a thing, press a button.
Going out with a hammer and nails and also, a saw.
Take a big breath before you go.
I'm going to saw this log in half. What are you bringing in?
Bench.
Why is there no room in the spaceship? Well, there's a lot of logs, tools, a lot of bricks and mortar.
All that stuff is going to take 6 months max.
Yeah.
Then you got
Then
just
what?
Sitting there.
Next 50 years of your life. What are you doing?
It's not going to be that interesting. Like, maybe there's some Mars nerds out there that are super jazzed about finding out all the information. But if, I know if I was like, test the atmosphere today, that's my morning job.
Yes.
Okay, it's the same reading as yesterday. Cool beans. Great. But
what inspires these people is they think, and that was in the show, that they're like explorers like Christopher Columbus was or Captain Cook. They say, you know, human beings have always been explorers. We're going to be the first people to do this. But they don't realize that, like, in the 1500s, it was a free-for-all. You could do anything, you know?
You weren't like, oh, I work. You were like the king would be like, you want to go to this continent, have a look around, tell me what you see? And you're like, hell yeah.
Here's a few sacks of gold. Go and get a ship and off you go.
It's not like Percy Fawcett, when he went exploring South America, went to South America and lived in a hut about as big as this room.
Yeah,
occasionally looked out the window and was like, that's the jungle.
Nah.
You got to look around and there was stuff going on.
So, it would be good to go, but you would want to come back.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I
wouldn't even want to go.
Really?
Yeah, would you go? Say, okay, so right now, you know, it's like going to be a little room about maybe a little bit bigger than this studio. Sure. But say in like 100 years, it's like a whole kind of like complex that you could live in. Would you go then?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would there be like a shopping mall and stuff?
Probably.
Yes. Not many new clothes.
No, I like... what do you mean by complex? Lined up.
I mean like still like...
Have you seen The Martian?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, but maybe a bit bigger.
No.
How big would it have to get before
it would
you
have
go?
To be a city.
Oh, wow.
Because
okay.
I thought, what am I doing?
No, fair.
Like, it's cool to be on Mars, and that would be, you know, maybe the first day, I'm like, oh my God, I'm on Mars.
But eventually...
But then, no, there's nothing to do.
I
reckon the fact you're on a different planet would wear off pretty quick.
Yeah.
I know, because it's a bit like Central Australia.
Yeah.
You could go there and pretend you're in Mars. Yeah.
Exactly. And then you can have, go to a shop or whatever.
Yeah.
How soon are your friends going to be sick of your texts? Guess where I am?
Another Mars selfie for Instagram. Yeah. Oh, look at this rock. Bit different to the one the other day, isn't it?
Just scrolling through selfie after selfie with a real similar background. It's funny as well if you're still on your one rock from earlier and you're just scrolling through the same background. I think the one thing I would like, the only reason that would entice me to go, is that I could be the first person to do things on Mars.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But first person to shit on Mars.
Yeah, I could be the first person to take a shit on Mars.
You are the first person to do an infinity amount of things already, so who cares?
Yeah, but I'm not going to be in the history books. If I go to Mars and I throw the first punch in a fight,
no, because
I will be the first man to fight on Mars.
But they won't have a Guinness Book of Records. They'll have the Mars Guinness Book of Records, which will be like just that.
And also it's read by the 6 other people.
Yeah.
You'll have to write it yourself.
Yeah, I know you were the first person to throw a punch because you punched me, Jasmine. It's not that impressive. And also, even if I am in the history books, it's not something I can enjoy, you know, when I'm like... 70 or 80 and looking at it being like, oh yeah.
You're still on Mars too. Yeah. 70, 80 on Mars.
Yeah, no, I just don't think I could do it. I don't think I could hack it.
No.
It just doesn't sound that interesting. Would you go up if you could come back and it was like a week long trip? Would you go to Mars for a week?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, how long's the trip there?
A year.
Nearly a year.
No.
But if you could get
there. Because that's two years in a week of your life.
Yeah, that's true.
2 years in a week.
And the 2 years sitting in a room and then there's a 1 week of a nice Mars trip. That's not even that nice.
You better not get a cold for that week, I'll tell you.
Oh, you got the runs the whole time.
Got the Mars runs.
Oh, man, he's got that Mars diarrhea. Which... What a scary thing to realize. They're like, living on Mars, totally doable, but everyone will always have to have something in the atmosphere. How are you spending that 300 days going to Mars? Are you like...
Puzzles.
I was like, are you in suspended animation or are you on a ship? Like,
no.
They're just sitting there.
They're just sitting.
They're going to get bad bed sores.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
they surely go crazy.
They're going to get there and they won't be able to walk. They'll just fall down and die. And then we'll send more.
Well, just piling up. We don't know what to do.
Getting the gravity right and the pressures right is a real problem for people. Even people who have been at the space station and so on. They think they've got it right, but they still... Your bones don't grow properly and a whole lot of stuff happens, you know? So
what will they don't know. Evolve into?
I don't know.
Once you start having a baby up there.
I don't think you can, because I remember reading an article about having sex in space and they were saying because the gravity is all wrong, the sperm can't or the egg can't attach to the wall or something. Because it's all floating around and nothing's quite working. So you actually can't have a baby.
So your innards are floating around.
A little bit. Because there's no gravity. Nothing's keeping them lowered. So they're all.
I imagine it would.
So your stomach could come out of your mouth?
Well, I don't think it could because there's other things keeping everything in there.
Yeah.
But everything in you is kind of floating.
If you go upside down, that doesn't happen.
No.
Oh, my guts. Every time any gymnast does a flip, they got to put their hands over their mouth. Yeah. But so you probably couldn't have kids till you got to Mars. Then you'd raise a generation of people on Mars.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, how would they develop? How would a baby...
Crabs.
They'd evolve into crabs?
No, like, they'd be all crabby.
Crab people.
I don't know, like, because of the gravity.
Yeah. Because, you know, all your bones when you're born are really soft and malleable. So you might be, like, really... No, you won't be flat because it's not pressure.
No, but I'd
be really tall.
You'd be grabby.
Do you think they'll...
You'd be really tall.
Jackson Bailey, head of NASA, can you tell me what happened to the people on Mars? Because of the gravity, they have become crabby. Obviously, you understand that high gravity will make you more crab-like.
I watched a video on if a baby was born in space.
Yeah.
Not good at all. Very, very bad. They just like mutate.
Like in what way?
Like their bones get all...
Yeah, because your bones would be really soft, wouldn't they, as a baby? And then
you'd have no muscle. Mm. Yeah. So they'd just be a blob of bones and fat.
Like on that show.
What show?
That cartoon where they just all float around.
What?
Like
Wall-E?
Yeah, in Wall-E.
Yeah.
You know it's Wall-E. It's only our family that calls it Wall-E.
No, but it's Australians that call it Wall-E.
Wall-E.
It's Wall-E.
It's not
Wall-E. Wall-E's in America. That's Wall-E. The accent.
Wall-E.
But apparently...
Wall-E.
Yeah. They say the future is not building enclosures which are Earth-like and have all the same pressures and atmosphere of Earth, like a big shopping centre thing where everybody lives. Is to actually genetically change us to suit the conditions that are on the planet.
Well, they're flat out genetically changing, that's right.
Absolutely. So that's what they think that the future will be. So we will, if you're going to go to Mars for the rest of your life, then they'll genetically somehow engineer you so that you can put up with living on Mars.
One of my favorite books ever is a book by a guy called, I think, Dixon McDougall. He's a zoologist and a biologist, and it's called Man After Man, and it's about that, basically. Mm. He's like, here's the things we would need to do to adapt ourselves for various situations. Mm. It's not good.
So we can charge our own evolution in any direction we want. Who knows what they're taking up with this?
They say, we're just taking up equipment, you know, just to keep us going, but maybe they've got a whole little nursery
and
up
there. And they're going to be like, right, let's make some Mars babies.
Yeah,
some
crab babies. In the fridge.
And do you think the long-term future is when the Mars people go rogue is they come back and attack us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
it's a guarantee.
We become their slaves after a while.
I think it'll be, if there is a mass exodus of Mars, they say they're like, the planet's fucked, we're all going to Mars. I'm staying on Earth. Because I reckon things will get better.
I do too.
There's less people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll be an Earth man, that's fine.
Yeah.
If people can enjoy Mars. Earth's the place
there
for me.
There will be places that we can go that'll okay for now.
Go underground and get all pale and worm-like. The crabs can stay on Mars, I'll be a worm.
We'll become worms.
That's fine, that'll be bad when Mars invades. Oh God, we got rid of any evolutionary adaptation. Crab v. worm, crab wins. So, yeah, I don't think any of us would go to Mars. I'm not keen for it.
Yeah, we're not going.
Especially not with that guy.
No. And finally, Zamet asks, I recently ordered a vegetarian meal. However, once I finished it, I discovered that it had meat in it. I have leftovers. What should I do?
Vomit.
I was there when Zamet did that. No, I wasn't.
Vegetarian?
Yeah, he's vegetarian. He's a veggie. He's been a veggie for ages.
Ages as in years?
As in maybe the last year he's been vegetarian?
Hmm. Well, wait, are you... What?
Zamet,
what's he asking?
So Zamet, this is a thing that happened to Zamet, and he wanted us to talk about it. So he's a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. He's been real good at it. Like he's just straight up done it. He's a vegetarian. It's not even like he half-asses it. Mm. Real good on him. Proud of him. But he ordered some noodles about maybe 3 or 4 months ago. Maybe 4 months ago. Finished the noodles or got halfway through. Realized they had pork in them.
Mm. And what's his dilemma?
Well, what do you do about that? Is he still vegetarian?
Well, no. You can say, oops, accidentally ate meat. Moving on with life.
I think, though, it's such a funny thing, though, because we were chatting about it when it happened, and he's like, it's like he broke a streak. He had a streak of vegetarianism. Mm. Yeah. Then he's ate the meat, and now it's like he's back to square one.
That's really bad, isn't it? Because you can't say, I've eaten meat for 2 years now.
Yeah. Do you think he's back to square one?
No.
Or do you think it's a blip on the radar?
No, he's back to square one.
But psychologically,
he's 100% back to square one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's contaminated with meat.
That's so rough.
That's it for Zam.
That's why he's got to stick his fingers down his throat and get it out.
That's probably too late.
That counts?
If
you throw it up,
if you didn't digest it, all it's done is touch your body.
Yeah, that's true.
If I slap
Zamet with a steak, he's not back to
square
one. All
this is slapped in with a pork from the inside.
he's got to cleanse himself.
Well,
he could eat a fuckload of veggies to compensate.
Oh, does that count as well?
Yeah, that cancels it out.
If Zamet's like, that had pork in it and quickly eats a whole cucumber, he's like, oh, phew.
Yeah.
Thank God I've even
neutralized
the meat particles in his body. Yeah. I think that's going to be so scary about being a vegetarian because the meat is always around the corner. This is something I was thinking about when it happened. So some things have like meat or like animal additives in it that you don't know. Does that count? Like say Zamet ate cereal or something and they're like, oh, part of the way we glue the cereal chunks of the crunchy nut clusters together is an animal byproduct or is it like a meat or something or a glue? Is that a blip on the radar? Like, what's the line here?
Well, I reckon he can get away with that.
No. Is eating a sausage the same as, I don't know, like having something that has touched pork flakes? Or, you know what I mean? That kind of, like, it's like secretly got meat in it? That kind of thing?
What do you mean?
You know how, like, some foods... Oh, why is this so hard to explain? You know how, like, some foods aren't, like, a meat food, but, like, chicken shapes. Chicken shapes aren't vegetarian.
No.
Yeah, but you wouldn't really assume, because there's no obvious meat in that.
Oh, yeah, I think they're fair game. I think it's meat in its form.
Okay, so meat flat out. There's kind of degrees, aren't there? Like, you can... Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm not having meat, but I will have something that's been...
Well, it depends his reasons for being vegetarian.
Yeah.
If he's doing it for ethical reasons, then he's fucked himself.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
but
that's
if he's doing it for health reasons, then it's not going to hurt.
Yes.
Then who cares?
I think it is ethical reasons that
I
he's
think
doing
that's
it.
A really good point, right? I think you're right.
Because if you're doing it just because you're like, no, eating meat is wrong.
Mm.
Well, any meat you eat, all of a sudden, you're contributing. But see, I think he's... I actually don't know why he's vegetarian.
Yell out.
Zamet! Zamet!
He's probably streaming. Busy. We've interrupted so many streams today.
The show can't continue until
I'm going to go find out.
Answers.
I'm going to go find out. You guys...
Just chat until I'm back.
No.
Right.
So does that mean... Because he's doing it for health. I just asked him. He was on the toilet and he told me. I yelled it through the door. He was listening to a YouTube video. I interrupted. But if it's for health reasons, does that mean he could theoretically just have a bit of meat every now and then? Like... Like, are you still... What am
no.
I,
you're not... If you have a bit of meat every now and again, you're not a vegetarian.
Yeah.
You're a...
Sorry. Go on.
Whatever. Paleo or whatever it's called.
I don't think it's paleo.
Pescatarian. No, they eat fish.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a word, but you're just regular.
Just normal food.
Yeah. His body just went, yes!
Yeah, that's true. Probably loved a bit of meat.
He can eat a bit of meat every now and again, but he loses his right sitting there to say he's vegetarian.
Yes, that's true. See? Is that Zammit's only benefit?
What?
What's Melody doing?
I'm just saying, don't let her sit on your shoes.
She won't sit on my shoes.
She might have a leaky butthole. She was drained recently, though, so, but look. Say that out loud, ever. Put your shoes on the table or away from her. But no, you're right. Is the only benefit of Zammit being vegetarian, if it's just for health reasons, the fact that he can say he's vegetarian? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I reckon that's okay. He can get away with that. Yeah. He can still say he's been a vegetarian for the past.
Yeah, but when he says it, deep down, he'll hate himself. He'll know deep it's down, a lie, and you'll be able to tell from his face.
So this brings up a strange question.
Yeah.
Is there some... moral bourgeois cachet in the Western world to claim you're a vegetarian?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If I say I'm veggio, that makes me a little bit better than everyone
meat
else.
Eater. But only to you.
Yes.
That's
everyone that eats meat hates it when people tell them they're vegetarian.
Yeah.
So there's two classes of people. What I'm getting at is two classes of people. One, you say you're vegetarian. You go up in certain people's eyes.
Yeah.
In the meat eater's eyes, you go down.
Yeah, and is also right? Meat eaters don't think they go up over veggies. So it's all the veggies.
I don't know. I think meat eaters do occasionally. I think, but if you're not like, for I'm the veggie, same reason. And they're like, oh, well, I'm going to eat some bacon in front of you.
Yeah, but it's a different thing. When veggies say it, they say, they're like, look at me, saving the world, living healthy. When meat eaters do it, they say, you can't do you. They're like,
fuck you, yeah, veggie. Yeah, I'm pretty much. Eat a ham.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do it for spite, where veggies do it because they want to feel better about themselves.
Yeah, but is it because when someone says I'm a vegetarian, the meat eater suddenly goes, oh,
yeah, it's
are they feeling guilty?
They feel bad.
I don't think it's that. I think it's the assumption that meat eater, that veggio thinks they're better than you, even though most of them don't care that you eat meat.
Absolutely.
But you assume, even me, I assume that when I'm talking to a vegetarian, they're constantly saying, you fucker.
Are you eating hate meat. Animals, I guess.
So along with claiming you're vegetarian,
there's
some self-righteousness.
Yeah, but there isn't.
Because... that happened to you and I when we gave up alcohol.
Yeah.
Right.
And all our friends were so freaked out by it. And and anyone you say, I don't drink, they go, oh, I only ever have one. You know, like they're straight away defensive. Yeah. I don't care. Drink 50 if you want.
Yeah, we don't care.
It's the same thing if someone's like, I'm vegetarian, and you're like, oh, yeah, I've been trying not to eat as much meat. Yeah. Shit. Then I'm like, good for you. Whatever.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And Zammit's really good with it because I mean, he's veggie, but like, it's not like we ever go out to.
He's not frowning at you.
Yeah, he's not like, vegetarian. Don't get meat. It's just the kind of stuff where I'm like, hey, Zammit, try this. And he's like, does it have meat in it, Jackson? I'm like, ah, yes, damn, don't try it.
Do you have any feeling of guilt or
do you
feel like cutting your sausage in half and not only eating half in front of Zammit, sneaking the rest later?
Zammit, look at this. I'm only having half this sausage. I'm going to throw this other half in the bin. Yeah, no, not at all. I got no guilt. Well, it's very funny because I'm not like a big carnivore, but like I love game meat and a TV show that I love and I know Ryder loves is Meat Eater, which I watch sometimes at this house, and it's a hunting show.
Yes.
So, you know, guy, he's a conservationist as well, and he's really good about the way he hunts. He uses every part of the animal. It's like
so you just did the meat eater defensive.
Yeah, but that's because you say it's a hunting show, people assume it's like a really meditative, kind of respectful hunting show.
He makes hunting seem like meditation.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah. But I watch it when Zammit's at the house and Zammit doesn't give a shit.
It is. You've seen it.
I've seen it. It's not lovely.
It's so lovely.
It's so nice. It's relaxing. Yeah. It's gentle. He respects nature as well as eating nature. I'm a big fan. He ate a beaver in one episode. It's incredible. But yeah, but like, I don't have any guilt watching that show with Zammit. And sometimes Zammit will watch it with me.
And does Zammit like it?
Yeah, he doesn't. He's not scoffing at it. He's not like, oh my God, Jackson, how could you watch this?
Yes.
He's just like, okay, whatever. It's just a show. But I think that's also because Amit is vegetarian for health reasons.
Yes.
Yeah. If he was for moral reasons, he'd probably hate it.
So my overall question is, have vegetarians divided society?
I don't...
Something has.
I don't think so.
I don't know if it's vegetarians.
But
could we blame them for something? Yeah.
But I think it's definitely... It is a bit of a rift. But yeah, I think, look, where it comes to Zamet, I think he's fine. It's a blip on the radar. He's back to square one.
Mm. Yes.
But no, I don't think so.
You think it's a blip on the radar?
Yeah, because it's... for health, not for
that's
ethical
true.
Reasons.
That's true. If it was for ethical reasons, you're back to square one. You got to start not eating animals all over again.
Yeah.
Because it's health. It's a blip.
So he doesn't have to take the self-righteous cape of vegetarianism off.
No, he can keep it on. He can wrap himself up snugly.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
I've been Dad.
And I've been Ryder.
And if you've got any questions you'd like us to answer, please email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com or hit us up on the Facebook group or the Discord or wherever you know we'll see it. See ya.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsPlus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.